With the addition of 24 new homes that will be built starting this spring, the project known as Village Hill will be roughly two-thirds complete, according to officials with the Massachusetts Development Finance Agency, the quasi-public authority that is overseeing the development. The master plan community combines residential, commercial, and light industrial development on more than 126 acres.
Really, we are building a neighborhood here.
Mass Development President and CEO Marty Jones says that over the last decade, about $20 million has gone into demolishing the former hospital buildings, putting in infrastructure, and prepping for contractors.
Our role as an economic development agency is really to be kind of the patient equity and to come into places and do things that the private market wouldn't do because there's not a market rate of return. So we can afford to take our time, do it right, and then get paid back over time as the house lots sell.
Roughly half of the 300 housing units planned have been built. There is a mix of single-family homes and apartment houses, and all are currently occupied, according to Beth Murphy, the project manager for Mass Development.
In this market, this represents a unique product that is highly energy efficient, highly sustainable, and high quality development across the board. So that really appeals to people.
Two businesses, a custom furniture maker and a defense contractor that specializes in electrical optical systems, are both headquartered at Village Hill.
We had Cole Morgan, now L3KEO, come in 2009, and that represented the major commercial development on the South Campus with over 300 employees. We also had Volz Clark. They're our first commercial developer on the South Campus.
The Northampton State Hospital closed in the early 1990s as the state pursued a deinstitutionalization policy for the mentally ill. Efforts to reuse or redevelop the campus, high on a hill overlooking downtown, spanned three mayoral administrations, according to the current Northampton mayor, David Narkowitz.
This is a part of Northampton's vision for sustainable development. It's taken time, and we've had to go through some difficult economic times, but I think we're getting, today is one step closer to realizing the vision for Village Hill.
Most of the land that surrounded the hospital, a total of some 500 acres, was designated by the city for preservation.
So there's a lot of open space. There's community gardens right nearby that the city's rec department runs, walking trails, bike trails. So it really is just a beautiful place to live and to work. And we're hoping to see that vision to the end.
Developer Kent Pecoy, who will build the 24 new homes at Village Hill, said he hopes it marks a turnaround for the construction industry.
This is way ahead of its time in terms of planning boards and, you know, city councils and all of that. So it's a credit to the city of Northampton and a huge credit to Mass Development.
The new homes will vary in styles and sizes, from one-bedroom bungalows to two-story, four-bedroom houses, described as workforce affordable. Reporting from Northampton, I'm Paul Tuthill, WAMC News.